If you have work to do in the field, you probably get a tractor to pull an implement to get it done. But one company came up with a more flexible answer. Just use your pickup to do the job and much more. Today we take a look at one of those trucks born from the work of World War II. It's next on the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As Chris Gergany explains, this powerful vehicle was born from the necessities of war.
With the end of World War II, many of the GIs were coming back and they'd fallen in love with these three-quarter ton military trucks that were being produced during the war. They'd go anywhere and more than a Jeep would go. They were very powerful, very reliable. They'd get you in and out of sticky situations.
Dodge answered the call with the Power Wagon, a truck that could do a whole lot more than any truck most people had ever seen.
They were predominantly used in farming, in construction, as well as in forestry. It's got a live PTO set up for the front and the back on all of these. In fact, our winch there is rated at about 30,000 pounds.
But this truck could truly be used in farming out in the field.
If you wanted to, they sold accessories that would bolt to the rear end or other parts of the truck that would allow you to do work, including a backhoe, including a number of other farming implements, discs and plows.
Most of the farm implement attachments are now gone. But what they could accomplish was pretty astounding.
Even growing up in central Illinois farmland like I did, you saw these periodically, especially out on the older farms, setting in a hedgerow. But everybody has always been kind of in awe. They aren't the most powerful, they're not the fastest, but they were so reliable and so well built.
Chris gets to oversee a 1951 Dodge Power Wagon here at the Midwest Dream Car Collection in Manhattan, Kansas.
You don't find these in good shape. If you do, there's had to be a lot of repair because they were construction farming. But this one has been beautifully and correctly restored to its former glory.
The Power Wagon name lives on, a brand that truly impacted the way some even tilled their fields. Traveling the countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.